FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Tim, good morning. What's going on out there?
Hey, Mark, good morning. Yeah, I'm live from the swamp this morning.
No, I thought you were traveling. Be careful up there, please.
Well, you know there's a chief of staff position open up here. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome. We'd have a little insight there if that happened.
That'll make all the left-wing lunatics light their hair on fire, right?
Boy, that's the truth, isn't it? Could you imagine? I was joking about that the other day. I'm like, whoever takes that job has got to be somebody who's just ready to rumble.
Well, you know, Mark, you're right. And look what happens. You can take the best, most qualified people in the country who have never had a single bad thing said about them. And let's look at the new attorney general nominee, Bill Barr, who I thought that was a brilliant move by the president late last week, wasn't it? I mean, the nation came together to honor the legacy of George H.W. Bush, as they should have. But, you know, like I said last week, the media is more than happy to celebrate a Republican as long as they're, you know, dead, right?
Right.
So then the president goes, okay, we all are now agreeing how great H.W. Bush was, what a gentleman he was, and the people around him were. I'll select his attorney general as mine. Well, you attach it to Donald Trump, and suddenly, you know, these people are Satan incarnate once again. So the president really, with that move last week, he truly show how two-faced, how this destroyed Trump derangement syndrome media. It's not about issues. It's not about policy. It's not about what's great for the country. It's all about how much we can hate the fact that Hillary Clinton lost 2 years ago and Donald Trump is still in the White House.
Well, I don't know if you heard the clip I played this in the last segment. It's from this Letitia James, who's the incoming attorney general in the state of New York.
I did.
And I mean, here she ran for office on the platform that if I get elected, I'm going to be a pain in Donald Trump's rear end. That's what she ran on. I mean, how can somebody go into a job with that kind of stated bias as the chief law enforcement officer for a state?
Again, it shows the height of the hypocrisy coming from the left. Weren't we lectured for 8 years by the left when any time the attorney generals of the country dared to challenge, you know, the Messiah, President Obama, on any of his policies, they were called, oh, they're doing it because they're racist, or they're doing it because, you know, they don't like the man or whatever. But they were always, all the attorney generals who brought lawsuits against Obama, it was on policy issues. It was on Obamacare. It was on things like Waters of the United States. It was on improper expansions of federal government power. Here, they're doing the same thing but worse. She's not arguing about a policy position. She's just saying, yeah, we all hate Donald Trump, so I'll be a pain in his butt, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
and they don't get called out on it. It's really amazing. It really shows the death of journalism in this country because the media goes right in lockstep with them. You know, it's all about hating on the man. And I know you've been talking about all the crimes this morning as well, and you're right. It's all these process-driven perjury trap crimes. All of these people, it's so amazing. The left is running around going, oh, yeah, the Mueller witch hunt. Boy, there sure is a lot of witches. You know, we're stringing up the witches, you know. But all of these crimes to this point that people have been prosecuted for, every single one of them, Mark, they could have been prosecuted for without Donald Trump on this planet. They have none of these crimes that these people are being pursued by Mueller for to this point have nothing to do with his original charge, which was to ferret out and find the alleged Russian interference in the election of 2016. See, he's supposed to be an investigating authority. He's not supposed to be necessarily this legal law enforcement indicting person. This was supposed to be an investigation. Now, he has the prosecutorial power given him, but they started with Flynn, right? Flynn so far has been the linchpin to all this. They figure if they could flip him and get him on something, then, you know, he would fall and everybody else would fall behind him. Well, the problem is they're not finding any collusion crimes. These are all perjury traps.
Right.
These are all tax violations from decades ago. All this stuff could have been pursued and never was before. They've been looking at Cohen for decades. They never did anything with him until they connected him to Donald Trump.
Yeah, it's true. You know, a story we haven't talked about a lot this morning, Tim, I mentioned it last hour, is that the judge in the Michael Flynn case has called a screaming halt to the case and ordered Mueller by 3 o'clock this Friday afternoon to turn over the 503 docs or whatever they call them, the FBI interview documents of General Michael Flynn, because Flynn's legal team made the allegation that the FBI, Andy McCabe, pressured him into not bringing a lawyer into that interview with agents at the White House January 24th of 2017. And you compare and contrast that with the kid glove treatment that Hillary Clinton got with Peter Strzok and four different agents with her lawyer in the room who interviewed her about the email investigation, didn't take any notes, and didn't record anything.
Mark, you're right. And a lot of people are arguing that there's a lot of swirling going on underneath the scenes. And of course, you know, the media is more than happy to look the other way because they don't want to try to put any kind of dent or ding in the great Bob Mueller right now, right?
So sure.
There's a lot of allegations, and you've heard that there's been a lot of people talking about how some of the FBI agents made determinations that Flynn did not lie. Well, if he did not, that they found him credible. Well, if they found him credible, then how did they prosecute him for lying? So you're right. There's a lot of people that want those documents out. You know, Mark, the other story that's not being talked about this week is the whole downfall of the entire saga relating to Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels, which has been another one of the crutches that's been used to go after the president on these alleged campaign violations. Not only was the Avenatti lawsuit thrown out of court, remember, it was dismissed several months ago. This last week, there was a termination that President Donald Trump got $280,000 in damages. He got awarded nearly $300,000 in damages for that case.
Right.
That was such a miscarriage of justice. They're not reporting that at all.
Of course not.
The entire thing is a house of cards, you know, a castle built on sand. I mean, it's unbelievable. And it's all because, Mark, it truly is a witch hunt in search of a crime. You know, usually you have a crime, and then you find out who did it. In this situation, they're convinced that Donald Trump did something, and we're just going to find out how to shoehorn that in to some sort of criminal element, whether we have to make it up or not.
And they don't care what it is, Tim. That's the thing that disgusts me over the whole thing. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. Maxine Waters has been talking about impeachment since the day Donald Trump got elected. They're angry that they didn't win the White House. They're angry they're not getting their way on everything. They don't care. They hate his policies. They can't come up with any other reason why he should be out of office. So they're going to try to do this perjury trap deal on people all around him to try to insinuate that he did something wrong. I go back. Somebody pointed out the John Edwards case to me earlier. I went back and reread that. That was a fascinating set of events, because John Edwards didn't have a mistress and try to sign a non-disclosure agreement prior to the start of the campaign, right? He did it in the middle of the campaign, and he also had high-ranking donors who were moving her around from place to place to hide her from the media and her pregnancy and to pay for her expenses and all of this stuff, all in the backdrop of him being the vice presidential candidate for John Kerry. He actually got charged with something when the whole thing was over with, and it was a hung jury. He got acquitted. He never served a day in jail for that, and it was much more egregious than a simple non-disclosure agreement that was signed months before Donald Trump became the nominee.
Well, Mark, all of these lessons. How about Obama's finance? How about his campaign violation?
Sure, $2 million, wasn't it?
$2 million one. You know, how about the Clinton saga? You know, we all should learn lessons from overextensions and overabuses of government power. And I guess what we can hope is that the Democrats learn nothing from all that, right? So, yes, the Republicans eventually did get Bill Clinton for something. They actually did impeach him in the House. But what happened in the next midterm? Republicans were punished for what a lot of people thought was an overextension and overabuse of prosecutorial power. And the Democrats were swept back into power in the Congress. And so I think if they're going to attack Donald Trump every day If they're going to proceed with subpoenas and investigations and impeachments, which many of them said they were not going to do during the campaign. Well, you know, when a Democrat says something in a campaign, they're going to do the opposite when they're office. If Nancy Pelosi is going to allow herself to be schooled by President Donald Trump, like she was this week right in the Oval Office on the issue of the border wall, Mark, if they're going to go ahead and go down that path and they're going to ignore all the things that have happened in history and all the warning signs, you know what? I think they do it at their own peril and let them go ahead, because I think what's going to happen is you're going to see a red tsunami that's going to make, you know, 2016 look like a little ripple.
Well, it just matters whether that happens or not, Tim, depends on whether or not the sheeple, as my good friend Nick says, are paying any attention. And we've got to get the attention of the American people so that they can see what's going on here. Listen, my friend, be careful up there in the swamp. I'm sure you've got your hip waders with you, right?
We always pack those.
Good.
We always pack them first. Yeah.
Glad to hear that. And good luck with that chief of staff job we're pulling for you.
Mark, you just made everybody almost drive off the road.
All right. Talk to you soon, Tim Jones. Thank you.